Greetings, amiable viewers, and welcome to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television. We are pleased to have you with us for the second part of our interview with Ms. Kathy Freston, former Ford model, best-selling author, and wellness expert. Her eloquent writings have been the source of inspiration for countless individuals worldwide. On last week's program, we got a glimpse into her life and her viewpoints on veganism and becoming your best self. As someone who had endured the challenges of a career in the spotlight and hardships of past relationships, Ms. Freston applies her experiences to grow spiritually and deepen her empathy with others. Through her work, she hopes to help others find a higher purpose in life. In her New York Times number one bestseller, Quantum Wellness, Ms. Freston describes the eight pillars of wellness as 1. Meditation, 2. Conscious eating, 3. Exercise, 4. Visualization, 5. Spiritual practice, 6. Self-work, 7. Service, and 8. Fun activities. Ms. Freston spoke to us about the important pillar of selfless service and its relation to spiritual growth.
When you were on the Ellen DeGeneres show, you said sometimes when you get a little bit depressed or down, one of the things that really brings you up is going and volunteering in an animal shelter. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the role of service and you know, can you share your experiences in that?
Well, service to me pushes you out of your self-centered obsession. I find that if I get depressed or I'm feeling sorry for myself, I have not done anything for someone else lately. And it's all about me, you know. We get into this self-centered fear. And that as soon as we volunteer somewhere or we give ourselves in the service of someone else's good, we feel great, we get involved in something, we get some self-esteem, and we forget about our little obsessions and our little dramas, and things seem to take care of themselves. So service is obviously good for whoever we're helping, but it also benefits us. Once again, what's good for us individually tends to be good for everyone. It's a sort of a spiritual principle.
Ms. Kathy Freston and her husband Tom Freston, former CEO of Viacom and MTV Networks, have quietly contributed much of their time and love to humanitarian efforts around the world. Spirituality is at the core of Ms. Freston's life. As such, she named the first pillar of wellness meditation. She relates that meditation is what rescued her when she was in her darkest hour. I was constantly beating myself up, trying to figure out what was wrong with me and how to change it, she remembers. Meditation pulled me into my center. At the heart of meditation, she says, is stillness. It's really just getting quiet, going inside, and connecting to that inner light. For some people, it's religious and spiritual, connecting to that higher power. For other people, it's just a matter of becoming present. The second pillar of wellness, conscious eating, is one that Ms. Freston believes needs to be practiced if we are to advance as spiritual beings.
Well, relative to your spiritual evolution, I mean, the basic premise is to not harm something or someone, to do no violence. I think across the board in any religion, that's the basic tenet, is peace, kindness. That's very simple. And if you watch an animal being led to slaughter, they don't want to die. They're experiencing fear. They have a lot of pain as they're being handled. They go mad as they're being raised for slaughter. This is not a peaceful way to be. It's not a peaceful industry to support. So if you want to spiritually evolve, I think you have to question what industries you support.
Interestingly, as we learned on last week's program, Ms. Kathy Freston grew up on a standard meat and potatoes diet.
I was convinced, along with many other Americans, that the way to eat was a high animal protein diet.
As she was made more consciously aware of her food choices, she decided to become vegan purely for ethical reasons. She soon realized that better health came along as a benefit of this lifestyle transition.
I thought, well, I just can't participate in this cruelty and I'll sacrifice my health for it. Then when I started reading that actually my health would improve and that I would probably lose weight with a plant-based diet, I thought, this is a home run. It's not only good for the animals, it's good for the environment, but it's good for my health, it's good for my weight. It was one of those things that, to me, spiritually, it made sense. If it's good for one of us, it's good for all of us. It seems to translate. Because I think that if there's a wisdom in the universe, one person or one being shouldn't have to pay the price for someone else's wellness. So it makes sense that if something's good for me, it's also good for you, it's also good for the whole.
When we return to Vegetarian Elite after this brief message, we will continue our talk with Ms. Kathy Freston.
This is Kathy Freston. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Welcome back to Vegetarian Elite on Supreme Master Television for the conclusion of our interview with New York Times number one best-selling author, wellness expert, and vegan champion, Ms. Kathy Freston. In response to the creeping global epidemic of swine flu, Ms. Freston wrote in the Huffington Post, poised with her usual clarity and great articulation, "The swine flu and worldwide economic recession, humanity's salvation?" In this piece, she discussed the opportunity for a paradigm shift in how we live our lives and the wake-up call for humanity.
You wrote about the swine flu, and I think you brought up a really, really interesting point that most of the media aren't talking about right now, which is most people say, well, we need to get away from the factory farmings, we need to go back to small farms. But, you know, the point that you made that I really, really loved was this idea that, you know, we need to get away from meat.
We do. We do for a whole lot of reasons. For the environment, for our spiritual evolution. You know, there's these studies that show how it's causing global warming and loss of biodiversity and water pollution. So for a whole host of reasons, it's a good idea to get off of meat. But particularly with swine flu and bird flu and salmonella, if you go into these processing centers, if you go into the sheds where the animals are kept as they're being grown for slaughter, they're kept in these very small, cramped, dirty sheds. And there's no way to keep them clean. It's dark, it's dirty, it's overcrowded, and it's the perfect breeding ground for viruses to mutate and grow.
As early as January 2007, Ms. Freston wrote an article cleverly entitled "Vegetarian is the New Prius" that connects meat eating with environmental disintegration. It was published shortly after the release of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's report "Livestock's Long Shadow." In her recent piece, "Avoiding an Environmental Apocalypse," she quotes the alarming findings from author Peter Cox and scientist James Lovelock, PhD.
You had a really great article in the Huffington Post recently talking about this catastrophe that's ensuing in the next century. And can you talk a little bit about the New Scientist article that you read and what shocked you about it?
It cites NASA scientist James Lovelock and some really interesting studies that were done that by the year 2100, we're supposed to have about 9 billion people in the world. And the warming projected over the next 50 years is going to be 4 degrees Celsius, which really changes the climate entirely. Glacial melting and flooding and desertification and droughts and fires and everything else. So basically, only small areas in high latitudes will be habitable. About 1 out of every 9 people would survive. That means 8 out of 9 people would perish, which is pretty unbelievably frightening. again, this is not me saying it. This is NASA scientists James Lovelock and Peter Cox and people who are very well respected in that climate field, working out mathematical projections of what's going to happen. I'm just a reader that was going over the article, and I was stunned by it.
Despite all this, Ms. Kathy Freston recognizes the many positive changes already occurring and maintains a positive outlook that it's the perfect time to be veg.
Is it so much easier now to be a vegan than it was even 10 years ago, certainly 20 or 30 years ago? I salute the people who did it so many years ago, because it was harder. There weren't the products that were available. The products back then were nothing compared to now. I mean, they had tofu, they had, you know, brown rice and beans, but basically it was a diet of steamed vegetables and, you know, stir fries and things like that. Now there are so many delicious faux meats and, you know, different flavors of tempeh and tofu, and there's something new called garden protein that's delicious, things in the frozen section, and restaurants have options now that are available. So it's so much easier and tastier to be vegan now than it was even 10 years ago.
It's really wonderful to see that you're getting such wonderful press. You've been on Ellen once, you're going on twice, you've been on Oprah, you've been on Martha Stewart. It's such mainstream press. Do you find that there's a trend for more people thinking more consciously about spiritual evolution and incorporating the ideas of veganism in that?
I think there's a moral evolution that's quite widespread now. Nicholas Kristof, who's a columnist for the New York Times, just did a big piece about a month ago saying that animal rights had become mainstream. So what Peter Singer wrote 20 years ago in Animal Liberation, which was so fringe back then, even 10 years ago it was considered fringe, is mainstream now. You know, people have this awareness now, probably because of organizations like PETA and HSUS, who are doing the slaughterhouse videos and the undercover exposés. I think people are aware now, or they're getting there, that food doesn't just magically appear in their grocery stores. There's a process by which it comes from a living animal to a slab of something on your plate. I think people are decent people, thoughtful, compassionate people by nature.
Is there any message you would like to share with Supreme Master Ching Hai or with our viewers?
Well, thank you for bringing so much light into the world. It's really terrific. Really great. People need something to look at and emulate, and you guys are doing a great thing.
We send our gratitude to the gracious Ms. Kathy Freston for her wisdom and giving spirit, for her beauty and inner radiance. May your devoted efforts continue to bring positive changes to ever more people and animals. And now, cherished viewers, please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May peace and humility be the constant blessings in your life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VE.